The agreement from the 28-member conference committee was needed to move the bill to the full House and Senate. The Veterans Access Choice and Accountability Act of 2014 compromise bill was announced earlier in the day by Veterans Committee's chairman, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, and Florida Republican Congressman Jeff Miller. Sanders, chair of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, says the bill is far from what both sides would have crafted, but is an acceptable compromise.
This bill makes certain that we address the immediate crisis of veterans being forced onto long waiting lines for health care. It strengthens the VA so that it will be able to hire the doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel it needs so that we can put a permanent end to long waiting lists. It addresses the very serious problems of accountability and makes certain that dishonest and incompetent senior officials at the VA do not remain employed there. And in addition, it provides some other significant benefits for veterans and their families. Funding for veterans' needs must be considered a cost of war and appropriated as emergency spending.
Representative Miller says the measure will go a long way to resolving the VA crisis and holding officials accountable.
The other thing it does is it starts a conversation, I think, about VA for the future. The veterans of this country deserve the best quality health care that they can get in a timely fashion, and that has not been the case as of late. The VA is not sacred. The veteran is. And that's the most important thing for all of us to remember.
The measure includes $10 billion in emergency spending that will allow veterans who live more than 40 miles from or have waited more than 30 days for an appointment at a VA facility to seek care from a private physician, community health center, or other facilities. It includes $5 billion to hire primary and specialty care doctors, nurses, and other clinical staff for VA facilities. It also provides about $1.5 billion to lease 27 new clinics in 18 states and Puerto Rico. Senator Sanders hopes that over the long term, the Veterans Administration will have the staff and culture to provide timely care to the veterans.
We have people who have put their lives on the line. People have come back with a whole lot of problems. And it would be an absolute disgrace to this country if we did not address their needs. This is not the end. This is the beginning. We are dealing now with a crisis situation, and I think we have done good work in addressing the crisis. But God knows there's a lot more work to be done in many, many areas, so we've got to keep going.
Clinton County Veterans Services Agency Director Steve Bowman finds the compromise a start in meeting veterans' needs. But while the bill is a step forward, Bowman remains concerned.
We're expecting 1.5 million military personnel to be discharged over the course of the next year, year and a half. That's going to put a huge tax on the VA healthcare system and the VA benefit system. And I don't know whether the funding that Congress is providing is taking that fact in view with the way they're funding this. Let's keep in mind that this funding is emergency funding only. It is not the fiscal or the annual funding for the VA. So this is on top of what the VA already gets. So I think this is a start.
The bill is expected to be sent to the president later this week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.